Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a long, thick branch and some strong vines. It's time for a story. Today's story is Anansi Gives People Stories, a traditional Ghanaian tale, retold by Wyanda Yeager. Here, where I live, it's almost time for the holiday of Thanksgiving. In my house, we celebrate two things on Thanksgiving Day. One is all the many paths that people take, from the countries of their ancestors to live here in the United States of America. Thanksgiving is a day to acknowledge that our families have stories of how they came to live in this place. The other thing we do on Thanksgiving is to give thanks, to feel grateful for all of the blessings in life, everything that brings us joy, that keeps us healthy, that holds us together. And I am grateful to one of my favorite characters of all time, Anansi. Because Anansi brought us stories. And if you couldn't tell, I love stories. And here is a story about stories. Long, long ago, the sky god Nayame kept all stories locked in a wooden box high in the sky. People down on Earth had no stories to tell, and they were very sad. They asked Anansi, the clever spider, to help them. Anansi spun a long thread, like spiders do, and climbed up his sticky thread, up, 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 all the way to heaven.
"Can I have the stories, please?" he asked the sky god.
But Nayame laughed at Anansi and said,
"Oh, these are very expensive stories. You wouldn't be able to pay for them, little spider."
"How much do the stories cost?" asked Anansi.
"You'll have to bring me 3 rare and fierce animals,"
Nayame answered.
"A leopard with sharp teeth like spears, a hornet that stings people, and a snake that swallows people whole."
He laughed and laughed. He thought his stories were quite safe. So Anansi climbed slowly back down his sticky thread to the earth. He thought and he thought, and he came up with a plan. He dug a deep hole, covered it with branches and dirt so it was hidden, and he went home for supper. In the morning, sure enough, a leopard had fallen into his pit. He was furiously scratching at the side of the pit, but he couldn't get out.
"Oh, let me help you, my dear friend," said Anansi. "Just lie down on these sticks, and I'll pull you out."
Anansi wound his sticky web around the leopard and the sticks and pulled him out, and kept on pulling, right up to heaven to show the sky god. But Nayame just laughed and said,
"Where are the other two?"
So Anansi went back down to Earth to get the second creature. He thought and he thought, and he came up with a plan. He took a gourd full of water and went to the tree where the hornets lived. He poured out some of the water all over their nest. Then he cut a leaf from a banana tree and held it over his head, and he poured the rest of the water all over himself. He called out to the hornets.
Hey, hornets, come see. It's raining. Quick, get inside my gourd, and it will keep all of you dry.
Hornets don't like to get wet, so they all flew into Anansi's gourd. Then Anansi quickly spun a web across the opening, so the hornets couldn't get out, no matter how much they buzzed. He carried them up to heaven and showed them to the sky god. But Nayame just said,
"Where's the last one?"
He wasn't laughing so much anymore. So Anansi went down to Earth again. He thought and thought and he thought, but he couldn't come up with a plan. So he asked his wife, and she had a very good idea. Together they found a good, long, thick branch and some strong vines. When they got near the stream where the snake lived, they began to argue.
The branch is longer.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Soon the snake came out and asked what the argument was.
I was arguing with my wife, said Anansi. She says this stick is longer than you are, but I don't agree.
Of course I'm longer than that stick,
said the snake.
I'm very long. I'm a huge snake. Just put your stick next to me and measure.
So Anansi did just that, and he tied the snake to the stick with his vine to keep him straight. When he was all tied up, Anansi took the snake up to heaven. Nayame had to admit that Anansi had paid his price. So he went to his wooden box, opened the lid, and gave all the stories to Anansi. Anansi carried the stories triumphantly down to Earth. He shared them with his wife, and with all the other animals and people. Stories are for telling, not for keeping in wooden boxes. Thank you, Anansi. My life wouldn't be the same without stories, and neither would yours. I really do believe that stories are what make us human. When you sit down to read a book, you're usually reading a story. When you ask someone to tuck you in at night, you might ask them for a story. When you ask someone how they're doing or what happened to them that day, they'll answer you by telling you a story. Great teachers and philosophers through history have taught us by telling us stories. Campfire stories, scary stories, funny joke stories, stories with a moral or a lesson. Can you think of something that you've learned from a story? Sometimes stories teach us what to do. Some of my favorite stories, the funny trickster stories, can even teach us what not to do. Stories let us try out ideas and visit places that we might not get to do in our real lives. If you visit with family or friends this holiday, or any holiday that you might celebrate soon, pay attention to what people do when they come together for fun. Often, they'll tell stories. And maybe you can tell a story too. Thank you to Wyan de Jaeger for writing up this version of how Anansi gives people stories. Thank you to the African Storybook Initiative and to Storyweaver, a division of Pradham Books, for making this story and so many others available online. You can visit them at storyweaver.org.in. I'll include a link on Facebook and Instagram. If you liked today's episode, you might want to go all the way back and listen to one of my very first episodes, City of Stories, about what happens to a little girl and her town when the stories take over. I'll see you next week, here on Elderberry Tales.